Hi, I'm Lindsay.
And I'm Marshall, and welcome to the 150th episode of Tumble.
Woo! To celebrate this, we're doing a quiz show. So here's how it's going to work. We're going to have four of our biggest fans play Tumble trivia with questions from all nine seasons of Tumble.
So hope you all listened up, because some of these get pretty into the deep cuts. There we go. We're about to meet Zoe, Kai, Eleanor, and Avery, who are all Tumble patrons, so you might have heard their names before in the birthday shoutouts, assuming you listen all the way to the end. Getting the chance to be on the show is just another perk of being a patron and supporting our show.
So while these four Tumble fans got to play along with us live, you can play along at home as you listen. In the episode description, you'll find an online quiz form that you can fill out as you listen, and we'll tell you how many you got right at the end. And there will be a prize for our first three winners.
Or you can just shout out the answers with your friends and family and see who's the biggest Tumble fan in the car or room or whatever.
Or who's just the best at guessing science trivia.
Could be that too. So before we start the quiz, we're going to get to know our contestants, Zoe, Kai, Eleanor, and Avery. We've asked them to do three things. First, share their favorite episode. Second, tell us something fun or weird about themselves.
And third, to create a special sound to buzz in. So let's get started.
My name is Zoe. My favorite episode of Tumble is The Journey to the Bat Cave.
Awesome episode. I really love it. And what's one weird fact about yourself?
I don't like ketchup.
Sacrilege. She doesn't like ketchup. This is the most shocking piece of information I've ever learned, ever.
So now we have to have you create a unique buzz-in sound.
Zing!
All right, so when we hear the zing, that's Zoe trying to answer a question.
Zing for Zoe.
All right, let's hear our next contestant.
My name is Kai. My favorite episode of Tumble is The Science of Fungi.
All right. So what's something fun or weird, a weird fact about yourself that you don't mind sharing with everybody who listens to Tumble?
I like making weird noises.
Ooh, can you give us an example of one and maybe that'll be your buzz-in sound?
No,
I think the real challenge is going to be, can you do that the same way twice? So up next, who is our next contestant in the lovely red bow?
My name is Eleanor. So Tumble is How Toilets Work.
That's great. And then what's something fun or weird about you?
I love mustard.
Well, so we got like no ketchup, yes mustard.
Eleanor, what do you want to choose as your buzz-in sound?
Roar!
That was perfect. So up next.
My name is Avery. Favorite episode of Tumble is Why Do Cats Purr?
Why Do Cats Purr? That's a great one. I really love that one. Okay, so Avery, tell us something fun or weird about yourself.
I can touch my tongue to my nose.
For those who cannot see, she just demonstrated. Marshall is almost doing it.
I can almost do it.
I'm pretty sure I can't.
I got like here, like right at the base of my nose.
I am so far from being able to do that.
Yeah.
Me too.
Does that help when you have a runny nose?
Does it? And you get like extra flavor down there?
It's like a built-in lollipop.
Yeah.
A lollipop out of your mouth.
Ew, that'd be gross.
All right. We have had nine seasons, as I mentioned previously, and our first game is going to cover the early years of Tumble. So has everybody listened to all of the episodes?
Not every single one.
Not everyone.
Most of them? Most of them, I think.
Most of them.
Okay. We have not listened to some of these episodes in many, many years. So we're going to help everyone out by giving you four potential answers. And if you haven't heard the episodes, you might be able to guess the answers too. Okay, so our first question is about our very first episode. What is the name of the salamander that was featured in the first ever episode of Tumble? Was it A, the African gray salamander, B, the blind cave salamander, C, Larry, or D, the Barton Springs salamander? And please use your unique buzzing sound to buzz in.
Zing.
Okay, that's zing for Zoe.
Is it D?
D, the Barton Springs salamander, is correct.
All right.
Great job, Zoe. Okay, second question. In the cave of the upside down bat, which piece of exercise equipment did scientists use to study bats? Is it A, an elliptical trainer, B, a treadmill, C, tiny little dumbbells, or D, running shoes?
Oh, I think I heard Kai's weird sound.
The cooing of a dove, almost.
That was Kai's.
C, tiny dumbbells. That is not the correct answer. Does anybody else want to buzz in?
Ding. Oh.
Wait, I heard a meow. I heard a meow. That's Avery's special sound. All right, Avery, which one do you think it is? Elliptical trainer, treadmill, tiny dumbbells, or running shoes?
Is it running shoes?
I love the image of bats wearing running shoes, but yeah, that is also not
that,
correct.
That is unfortunately not correct.
Zing.
Oh.
Wait, I think I heard Eleanor's sound.
B.
Treadmill. Yes, that is the correct answer.
In The Voyage of the Ocean Trash, we learned that there are small beads of plastic that get melted down into toys, but can become microplastics in the ocean. What are they called? Is it A, nurdles, B, boingy beads, C, geekles, or D, weekles?
Zing.
All right, Zoe.
Is it A?
Yes, A, nurdles is the correct answer. And I remember we called each other nurdles for a long time after we learned that word.
Are you all ready for the next question?
In our episode, The Tower of the Vomiting Robot, scientists build a robot to study the distance that viruses travel when vomited. What was the robot's name? Was it A, Vombot, B, Vomitron 5000, C, Vomomatic, or D, Larry?
Meow.
Oh, that's definitely Avery, no question.
Was it the last one?
Yes, it yes, was it Larry was. The Vomiting Robot.
He looked like the top half of a guy, and his only job was to vomit.
What's that name?
He threw up.
Throw up.
He was a robot for throwing up.
That'd be disgusting to clean up.
That was the whole point.
All right.
And are we ready for the next question, everybody?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. In The Science of Poop, we learned about pooping in space. What is the technical term for a space diaper, or what astronauts wear under their spacesuits in case they have to go and they can't take their spacesuits off? Is it A, an undersuit, B, a personal waste containment mechanism, C, a waste collection garment, or D, astro undies?
Ding!
All right, I heard the zing first. I honestly don't know the answer to this, so I'm really curious what Zoe thinks it is.
C?
Yes, it is C, the waste collection garment. That is, you'll find in an official NASA space manual.
And that is incredible.
Although I really, when I came up with Astro Undies, I really liked that.
That's what I was going to say.
It is the best name.
Yeah. You're right.
Okay, we're good. I'll submit that to NASA. Okay, next question. In the episode Dinosaur Poop Part 2, The Coprolite Queen, which famous female scientist named Mary is the Coprolite Queen? Is it A, Mary Leakey, B, Marie Curie, C, Mary Tharp, or D, Mary Anning?
Meow.
Oh, wow.
That was the fastest meow I've ever heard. And I've heard some fast meows, let me tell you. Okay, Avery, which is the answer?
Marie Curie. I can't say her name.
That is such a good guess. Marie Curie is the woman who discovered radium. She's an amazing scientist, but she was not into dinosaur poop. Hey. Oh, Eleanor for the steal.
Mary Anning.
Yes. It was Mary
correct.
Anning, the Coprolite Queen.
So, Zoe, a question for you. Which would you rather eat, ketchup or dinosaur poop?
Ketchup.
Okay. Ketchup.
That's good to know.
All right. Are you guys ready for the next question?
Yes.
All right.
Okay. In the cave of the underground astronauts, which is not one of the parts of the cave that the archaeologists have to crawl through to get to the very tiny Dina Leddy chamber? A, the bone slide. B, Superman's crawl. C, dragon's back. Or D, leap of faith. And we're looking for the one that is not a true part of the cave.
Meow.
So what do you think, Avery?
I think it's the Superman one.
Oh, that is one of the parts of the cave.
That was actually a part. That was the part zing. Where they had to get through the thing.
Zing, okay. Zing, zing.
I was in the middle of making a point when Kai interrupted with his noise. So, Kai, what do you think?
A.
Yes, the part that was not part of the cave is the bone slide.
The bone slide.
Yes.
Like, imagine you were on a playground. And for Halloween, they just covered it with bones.
Would the bone slide be a slide made out of bones? Or a slide that
a slide.
Caused your bones to fly out of your body?
Oh my gosh.
A bone slide. A bone slide.
Made of bones.
It would be a bone slide.
I was thinking of it as a slide into the bone chamber, but I like your options better.
The bone slide. That was a bone slide.
Yes. So in the tale of the hungry koala, what is the name for the special kind of poop that baby koalas eat from their mom's butts? Is it A, poo-ala, B, friconium, C, pap, or D, egesta?
Zing.
Oh.
Rawr, rawr, zing, zing.
Zoe with the zing.
What was the last one?
Egesta.
Is it the last one? D?
No.
Egesta, no, it is not. Oh.
All right, Kai.
Kai with a steal.
Ooh.
C? Pap. Yes, it is pap. I'm disappointed nobody chose Puala. But yeah.
That's probably the best voice.
Yeah,
they want it to be that.
As soon as you said it, I knew it was.
Hungry mom. Hungry mom.
All right. We're going to take a quick break for an ad, and then we'll be back with the lightning round.
Calling all kids in the car. Brittany and Meredith here from the chart-topping Family Road Trip Trivia Podcast. Are you dreading another silent car ride with the fam? We've got the cure. 3 rounds of fresh trivia every single week. Movies, music, even science and Disney. We've got something for every trivia buff in the car. No more crickets chirping on those long journeys. The Family Road Trip Trivia Podcast is your secret weapon for connecting and laughing with kids of all ages, teens, toddlers, adults, it doesn't matter. Spark their curiosity and challenge their brains with every episode. New episodes drop weekly wherever you get your podcasts. Search for the Family Road Trip Trivia Podcast and turn those car rides into epic adventures.
Okay, so in our last round, we had multiple choice, and now it's just guessing the answer. We're going to ask a bunch of questions. If you know the answer, buzz in. And if you don't get the answer, somebody else can buzz in and steal. So are you ready?
Yeah!
Yes!
Okay, right. And we're going to try to do these as fast as we can. So
here we go.
In the science of butts, what creature has a sometimes butt?
Meow!
Avery, what is it?
A worm?
Oh, you're so close.
Kai,
what is it?
Comb jelly.
Yes, it's a comb jelly.
It is a comb jelly.
In the dinosaur asteroid, where did scientists find the impact crater?
I think that was Kai first. So, Kai.
I'm pretty sure it's like in Mexico.
Yes, it's in the Yucatan Peninsula, and we will take Mexico. All right. In our mini-series Life Lab, we featured a company that uses synthetic biology to make fabrics from what type of silk?
Meow!
Avery got her meow in.
Spider, yes.
Yes.
Okay. In the Tomb of the Animal Mummies, an Egyptologist described finding more than 8 million of what type of animal mummy?
Wow, I think that was Kai again.
A dog?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, in Do Aliens Exist? What did we learn is the name for the zone around a star where life could exist?
Oh, that's Eleanor. Definitely Eleanor.
I'm going for a planet?
A planet?
Oh, good guess.
Oh, Avery to steal.
The Goldilocks zone?
Ooh. You would be right.
Ding,
that
ding, ding.
That is it.
That's it. Well done, Avery.
Okay. Did dinosaurs burp? What is a bottom burp?
Wow. Ding.
Oh, wow. That was a tie between Avery and Kai.
Roar. Zing.
Avery, I'll give you first chance since Kai has more points.
All right. A fart?
Yep.
Yes. And we have a follow-up question. What is a top fart?
Meow. Zing.
I think that one was Avery and Kai tied, but I'm going to give it to Kai this time, just to be fair.
A burp?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. In the mind control cat parasite, what is the name of the parasite that infects cats and sometimes humans?
Oh, I think that was Zoe by a hair.
Toxoplasma.
Yes.
All right, good job. Yeah, that's totally correct.
All right, and this is our last lightning round question. How did the sloth scientists in Why Are Sloths Slow study sloths?
Meow.
I definitely heard the meow. What is the answer?
I forget.
Oh my goodness. So that was a tie between Zoe and Kai. All right, let's give it to Zoe because Kai does have more points.
A backpack.
Yes.
Because it sloths with backpacks falling out of trees.
Exactly.
I remember how you were laughing so hard.
Because it's really funny, right? Can you imagine a sloth just put it on its little backpack and it's just like, I'm gonna climb up a tree.
That's slower.
Oh, yeah. I'm gonna
a snail.
And then the branch breaks. I'm gonna
and then he falls.
Oh man, I love doing these quiz shows so much.
It was a lot of fun. Those kids were awesome.
Yeah, and you got to share your sloth impression, which I have tried to limit.
But the sloth impression, all right, is
We get it. We get it. Okay. It was fun to make the quiz, and it was fun to play the quiz, is the point.
So for anyone wondering the score, Kai ended up being our winner. So how'd you do at home? Was it hard? Was it easy? Was it somewhere in between? What do you think?
As we mentioned at the beginning of the show, you could play along with our online quiz, and it's okay to play again if you've already listened.
We'll accept cheating. So we definitely want to do more quiz shows. So if you want to be a contestant like Zoe, Eleanor, Kai, and Avery, just go to patreon.com/tumblepodcast and pledge at the $5 level. And that way you'll get to find out about future quiz shows and how to become a contestant.
Patreon support is one of the main reasons that we've gotten to do 150 episodes. So thanks to everyone who's a patron, and thanks to everyone in the future who might sign up and join us.
This show was written by me and Lindsay Patterson.
That's me.
And produced by Elliot Hajaj. Plus, I made all the music and I performed the vital function of keeping score.
Also, a very special thanks to our contestants and their families, without whom we couldn't have made this show, and they all received Tumble t-shirts for participating.
So thanks for listening, and
join us next time for more stories of science discovery.
All right, everybody, here we are at the end of the episode, and everybody knows what that means. It's time for Patreon, people. We got a bunch of birthday shout-outs to give, so here we go. First, happy birthday to Edison on January 5th. Edison, it is so awesome that you love science. I totally agree. Keep up your curiosity and asking great questions. A happy 10th birthday on January 5th to Jasper, with love from Mommy, Mama, Kai, Noonie, Rosa, Fiona, and Uva. That's a lot of people you got in your life, Jasper. To Logan, Mom and Dad want to wish you a happy golden birthday on January 6th to their favorite kid. You're so special to your family, and they love hearing all of your big ideas. I wish you'd share some with me, too. To our future scientist, Ted, Mom and Dad love you and are so proud of you, and happy birthday on January 8th. To Rashawn, you're an incredible six-year-old. Always stay curious. Mommy, Daddy, and Ari love you to the moon and back, and happy birthday on January 9th. To Charlotte, Mommy, Daddy, and Eloise love you so much, and happy birthday on January 11th. And another happy January 11th birthday to Layla. Mom and Dad enjoy watching you investigate and learn about the world around you. Keep learning and stay curious. Happy January 14th birthday to Sam, who I hope is listening to this in the car. To Tommy, your parents love you, and happy birthday on January 15th. And finally, to Elika, happy birthday on January 16th. Thanks to all of you and to everyone who supports Tumble on Patreon. If you want to get a birthday shout-out of your own like these fine folks, simply support Tumble on Patreon at the $5 level or higher by going to patreon.com/tumblepodcast. Once again, that's patreon.com/tumblepodcast.